Don't stop waiting. I'm putting you.
Thirteen.
She is leaving this morning back to Canada.
Oh, Joseph, my blessing with you.
This is Wayne and Ian from Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
They came to see you. They came.
Have they heard our classes?
They saw last night. They heard last night.
Last calculus. Yes. And be happy. By chanting and remembering Lord.
Chanting.
Don't think anything, worldly thing, for future. What will be after Maharaj? So we should make something separate. So after that, we can be peacefully. Don't think. Only think your future, how to have Krishna prema. Only this. How to have good association. Swajati snigdha asa.
That
is what you should only. How our life will be successful. Only this. If you think that, oh, after Maharaj, what will be in future? So we should do something. But what we will propose, what God will?
Dispose.
So no need. Always thinking like that.
Srila Gurudev, Somdevaji is asking, at the time of initiation, you say we should take Krishna as Priyatam, most beloved. Now they're asking, but Srimati Radhika, he is our beloved, so how can we take him as our beloved? This question.
Radhika is not our beloved. He is.
No, Krishna's beloved. So if she takes Krishna as her beloved, how can we also take Krishna as our beloved? This question is asked.
What is
Gurudev always told, like, not only Radhika, all gopis think he is our
gopis
most beloved.
Vallabh has been told.
Yes.
So
Gopijan.
Yesterday that question was asked by someone to me, and I wanted to put it to Gurudev.
All gopis told this, he is our most beloved. Wow. Same way.
And think like Rup Manjari, Rup Goswami. Follow him.
Gurudev, if I'm chanting my japa in front of the deities in the temple, should I meditate more on Krishna or on Radharani if I'm chanting and looking at the deities? Should I think more of Radharani than of Krishna?
I focus on Radhika or Krishna.
Both. Jugal.
I want to show you that picture, please. This is from my magazine. I made this announcement of the festival.
Bhakti Yoga Festival.
Festival?
Yeah, this was for this festival. So some people are coming. No? I made an article about a small presentation. What
very
is
good.
Bhakti Yoga?
No?
Like this.
Very good. How many readers read it?
Also print run is 5,000. 4 times a year, and more readers, because 2 or 3 people, 4 people are reading one copy. So,
very good. Article of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Guru Pad Padma and Srila Saraswati Thakur, like this.
Yeah. I do regularly one article or some picture, some information, the name.
Good.
Like this. So this is a very nice picture of you, I
very
think.
Good.
No?
Very good.
And this was done by Manchu Didi. She made this background and fading and things like that very nicely.
Good. What also do?
So Srila Gurudev, so with regard to what you just said, about not making future plans, don't make future plans for
except
after
for
you.
Sadhu Sangha,
except for
Sadhu Sangha. Only for Sadhu Sangha.
Yeah.
So how to have and how we can successful in our future,
how we can attend Krishna prem. Whole attention should give you that. But if you think that, oh, after this what will happen? If Maharaj will not be in this world, then what to do? From now we should try to make something separate that we can be very happy and peaceful. But I am telling that don't think like that. Your whole attention should give in Krishna consciousness. Only I am telling.
Yeah. So my question is, for instance, myself personally, I have some project I'm developing for Vaishnav studies, like this, like that. And something separate from the group in Birmingham, but I'm still going and I'm working with the group. I am not thinking what will happen in the future, this, like that, because my mind is not for property, this and that. I don't care, actually.
I think it should be for all.
It's for all, but for serious Vaishnava study.
Also think that this is not his one property, but it is to bhakti project.
It is like, bhakti project.
Like this.
But
also
but specific.
Think that, oh, this is also my mat. In this way.
Maharaj wants to train devotees who want to become dedicated, like brahmachari, sannyasi.
We are in Mathura, in Vrindavan, everywhere. We are teaching all. Stand up. Together with thousands and hundreds of devotees. Why you cannot do like that?
If you want me to do, I want to do it a different way, but if you want me to do this way, I'll do. I have no problem.
What is favorable for you, you should do. I have told my desire. And after that, all are independent. Krishna even cannot do anything on your dependence.
Then I will do, no problem.
I don't know how, what is favorable you should do. For not only, for all. How we can achieve Krishna prem, whole attention should be here.
Shiva Gurudev. Shiva Gurudev. Sometimes we preach to Christian people, and Christian people become attracted to Krishna consciousness and come to your lotus feet and take initiation. But still, they're thinking that Jesus is God, that Isa is God, so not Son of God. So what would you recommend for them for development of the Krishna?
You should tell them that Krishna and Christ are same. We are
Son
pure
of Christ.
Christians.
Son of Christ.
More than them. We don't take
meat,
cow, beef or anything. Supreme Lord Christ has not made all these things, created
for eating,
only to eat. But we follow all these things. So you should follow and become pure.
But they think that Jesus, Isa, is Supreme Lord. They think Vishnu Tattva. So how should we explain his Son of God?
Vishnu
no.
No.
He is not.
Christ is Krishna.
Even Jesus never
Christ,
told that I am Bhagavan. Never he told.
Krishna,
Christos,
Krishna.
Means of Krishna.
Yeah,
son of
Christ.
Krishna. Yes.
Jesus is the Son of Christ.
Yeah.
Yes.
Many
creatures.
Yes.
And Jesus never proclaimed that I am God. Never.
Yes. Yes.
May I question?
This is for this devotee, actually. This is devotee Ananta Krishna from Lithuania.
What?
May I ask question?
Yes. Take it.
I have a service in Russian Orthodox Church and
in
deep
Lithuania,
relationship with my priest and feeling very good serving him. May I serve him after this association?
Well, the Orthodox priest, he works in Russia.
Orthodox
Lithuania Orthodox with Orthodox priest, and he is very happy with him.
Orthodox
after
Church.
Initiation,
Orthodox
will he continue his service to priest or not? ওখানে একটা অর্থোডক্স চার্চে সেবা করে প্রিস্টকে সাহায্য করে
মানে রাশিয়ান ইন লিথুয়ানিয়া
তো বলছে আমি আমার একটু হয় নাম হলো এখন ওকে আমি সাহায্য করব কি করব না
আমাদের বিরোধী হয় তাহলে কর্ম
হবে
ইজ এগেইনস্ট
অ্যাগেইনস্ট
নো নো
গড কৃষ্ণা
ইউ সেড
দেন ডোন্ট
আই ব্লেস ইউ
এন্ড ইফ হি ইজ ফেভারেবল
ইয়েস
ইউ ক্যান ডু সামথিং
বলে পৃষ্ঠে পাঠিয়ে যাবে, তুমি যাওয়া হয় না না।
Do you remember this shlok? Dukhesu
avignamana. Dukhesu vigatas priha.
Dukhesu avignamana, sukhesu vigatas priha, vita raga bhaya krodha, stitadhir munir uchi.
What is the meaning?
Dukhesu avignamana. A devotee, he should not be attached to distress. In any situation, he should not be affected by distress, dukkha, suffering. And sukeshu vigata spriha, he should not be desiring happiness. He should not be attached to happy situations.
Worldly well, happiness.
Yeah, worldly happiness.
Not transcendent.
Yeah. And then vita, raga bhaya krodha, he should become free from attachment to anything in this world. Vita, raga, bhaya, all kinds of fear, like you were just talking, what will happen in the future.
Yeah.
And krodha, anger, always being frustrated and angry. So then stitadhir munir uchate. Krishna is describing that this is the qualities and nature of someone who is perfectly situated in transcendental consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
Mm. Also tattainu kampam.
Susamikshamano. Punjana evatma kritandapaka. Vivag bhakti vidhannamaste. Jivetiyo mukti pade sadaya.
What meaning?
Means that devotee thinks that if some suffering comes, he's thinking that this is coming as a result of my previous activities, and now Krishna is giving me very, very little token punishment, not so much. Then Hridvag Vapubir Vididhanamas.
This is the mercy of Krishna.
Yes.
That we should be detached from this world. Mm-hmm. That is why Krishna mercifully giving.
Mm-hmm.
So then Hridvag Vapubir with his heart, with his words, with his body, offering obeisances to Krishna, then Jivetiyo Mukti Padesa Vaibhag. So one who lives like this, the lotus feet of Krishna, they're his rightful inheritance. They cannot be taken away from him.
Mm-hmm. If anyone abusing you, why you should not have angry? Why?
This is a result, I can think, this is a result of previous karma, and it's not that that person is doing something. Krishna is doing something, this person is simply the instrument or the carrier of that. I can't oppose. Even if I try to oppose there, then it will come somewhere else. Mm-hmm. From some other
this person. Should be there. I think like that. Otherwise, like if anyone is doing some paper,
tear.
Then what should you do? Be angry?
Tearing my paper? I don't know.
You like a paper?
Being insignificant paper, someone is turning, then you're angry or not?
You be angry?
No need.
Because useless. So anything in this world which we see it is for anger, we should not be angry. These are all like dreams. After dream you will see nothing happened. Like this. So we should not be angry and we should be like this. Then you can do bhajan. Otherwise.
In Badger, last year, previous year, you were also telling 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, and you were telling
not
about...
Not details like this time, this
yeah.
year.
Ah. Yeah, he was, and you were telling about Avanti Brahman,
ah.
and how people used to come ah. and urinate on his
yeah.
head.
and spitting.
spitting at him, passing stool in his kamandalu.
Yes.
You see? So, and then you were explaining that the Avanti Brahman, he was not disturbed by this. Because I understood, it is coming from my own previous
yes.
activities. I must tolerate.
We should try to follow and then you will be happy.
yeah.
And do bhajan of Krishna. Oh. This come like this, only love and affection of Krishna, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will not be disturbed. Don't disturb anyone and don't be disturbed by
Srila Gurudev, in this regard, the same verse, Dukkeshu Vignamana Sukkeshu Vigatasvriha. Many devotees, when we discuss this topic, they say, oh, it is easier for us to be surrendered when misery or suffering is coming, but what about when the happiness is coming? Sukha. When happiness is coming, they say, oh,
so
we become too much.
We should not be so happy, because it's a worldly thing. No use of this. Only Krishna Bhakti, if any sadhu sangha, Swajati Snigdha Asak, oh, we should be happy for that, not for all this.
So Gurudev, practically speaking. So, my practical situation. So then,
keep it with you. What is favorable, you should do.
No.
Don't waste time.
What is good for you, Gurudev?
Only one question. It's about Sri Yasuka.
Sri Yasuka.
How he merged in Brahman after being with Radharani? How he remain in Brahma?
What? He's telling that because Shukadev Goswami, when he was in the womb, it is said that he was in Brahma realization. Impersonal realization. So he's asking, oh, but he's parrot of Srimati Radhika, so how it is that then he
to
came into this?
That even a Brahmavadi can be bhakta, only for outwards showing this.
Somebody asked this question in Beja, then Gurudev told to make that he's playing a role. Loka for Loka Siksha, like teachings for others. Even Brahmavadi can attract towards Krishna, you are so beautiful and so qualified, so attractive.
Srila Gurudev, excuse me. When this body of the Bada Jiva is burnt, how important is it that the ashes go into Yamuna and Ganga, and what is the destination?
He's saying that when the body dies, and then they take it for cremation, for burning, he's saying how much importance is there to take the ashes and put into Ganga or Jamuna. Suppose a devotee cannot do this. He's in foreign country. So what is it very important or not so important?
If anyone is unable to do that, he will not do. But if anyone has opportunity to give that ash in Ganges, very good.
Very helpful. Extremely helpful.
They will go the Lord is here by Kunta. It is example.
Can we make, we see we cannot make difference in Srimad Bhagavatam. We see so many ecstatic chapters, like we say now, so many pastimes of Krishna, but then we see in the ninth canto chapter and chapter of description of a dynasty, names of kings. So do we have to see some differences or no difference? All Bhagavatam is transcendental.
What? He's saying that in 10th canto there are many descriptions of Krishna Lila, so many beautiful rasic descriptions. He's saying, but before 10th canto, in 9th canto, there are so many descriptions of dynasties, of royalty, kings, like this. So he's saying, should we consider all the parts of Bhagavatam to be equally transcendental?
No, not equally. But up to 9th canto, it has been told for vairagya.
For renunciation. Detachment.
Detachment from worldly things. We should learn from Pururuva, from
Puranjan,
from other kings.
And
we should learn things. And then you should be like them, and then 10th canto.
Srila Gurudev.
That creation of this world, Sarg, Visarg, and all these things, in second and third
canto.
It had been told only for this, to become renunciation. You have seen in 11th canto, it has been told so many things, how we can have Krishna prem. We should follow all. Now is the rain coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, this morning I had a hard time to to wake up and come to this morning walk. And I was wondering, try to remember, Srila Prabhupada told us that a moment's association with the pure devotee is worse, so much, and I couldn't figure it out, so I, all of a sudden I ran away here to have the answer.
What telling?
What's your question? I don't understand the question.
He said it was very difficult for him to wake up this morning, and suddenly he remembered a moment association with a sadhu is most valuable, it is incomparable, so he ran here.
Oh, you are fortunate.
Because you're going to come to his house in Mauritius, so you will have your association.
Mauritius?
Mauritius?
Yes. Yogesh Prabhu, disciple of our Prabhupada.
I want to go to Mauritius. Can you help?
Yeah, you asked me.
You told them to make a festival like this in Mauritius.
Yes, I want that festival like this.
He told 2008 he could not arrange, but 2009 he can arrange big festival.
And also I want to meet with
Prime Minister
to give thanks that you have still Indian
culture.
Yes.
For this.
Yes. Our sadhu went visit again, he'll go.
He may go with me. Also remember, I told Sauvari Rishi, he gave course to
Garuda.
And what became?
Lost.
Fell down.
He was defeated. And he has lust in his heart and he went to Mandhata Rishi for their daughters.
49.
And they became 5,000.
So we should be always
instead of
alert from this. Lost. Come on. Oh, that is love.